This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with Villanova head football coach Mark Ferrante as the Wildcats will kick off the 2019 season this Saturday. They will visit Colgate and coach an early start to the season. So obviously an early start to training camp. How has the summer gone for the Wildcats?
It's been a good summer, Matt, and probably a little quick for not only the coaches but also the players. You know, it's a week earlier than we normally start, and we started practice. Actually, our first day of practice was on the last day of their second session of summer school, so a little bit of an overlap there. And then the following Monday, they had final exams, so we actually didn't have practice that day just so we wouldn't interfere with the exam schedule. So it was a little different from all involved. But I think our guys are excited, and obviously we're in game week mode now, so they're chomping at the bit to try to, go and play against someone else after going against each other for the previous 3 weeks of training camp.
When you look at the group at this point, what do you see as the biggest strengths?
I think we're probably going to need to hang our hat on defense a little bit at the beginning, I'm hoping, because that's where we have the majority of our starters. We don't have a ton of starters back, but we do have a lot of guys on defense with game experience. And from a starting perspective, from the final game last year, we really have three starters back on the secondary, two of the three linebackers, and a bunch of guys up front that have game experience and rotating through. So I would say our strength right now would maybe be on the defensive side of the ball, but there's been some nice strides from everybody. And, you know, like I said, we're excited to, get out there and, show what we can do on the field.
On offense, obviously, you've got to replace a great quarterback in Zach Van Noordzijk. Who have you picked the starter, and what's it going to look like on the offensive side?
Well, believe it or not, with only a few days before the first game, we're still letting it play itself out. We have the two returners, Jack Shetlick and Kadir Ishmael, who both have some time last year, and Jack the previous 2 years is Zach's backup. And then we have a guy by the name of Dan Smith who transferred in here from Campbell University. He graduated in 3 years. He's a grad transfer, so he wanted to, come into the CA and see what he could do coming out of the league he was in. So those are the three main guys getting the reps right now. We have more depth at quarterback than we've probably had previous years. We've never had seven people in the room before, and we do have seven right now, which is probably, more than you need at this point in time. But it's been a lot of good competition. They were all here in the summer, so during the summer session, they're all working together, in player-organized pass games and so on. And then, like I said, in the 3 weeks of camp, it's been a real healthy competition. So, right now we're looking at Dan. Jack and Kadir are right on his heels right now, and we may end up playing more than one this week, depending on how it goes. So still a little bit of a work in progress, but it's good to have a competition at that position.
Do you plan on publicly announcing a starter or just going to take it right up to kickoff? I mean, obviously the kids and you will know, but keep it close to the vest?
I don't know if we'll announce it, as far as any overall publicity. Right now they're kind of just rotating in with their series and kind of alternating series. We had our scrimmage down at Ocean City last weekend, and, we started out with Kadir, and then Jack's kind of taken over a little bit from there, and then Dan Smith has had his days in practice, so we're still going to look at it, but we'll have an idea as to how we're going to start the game. But we may end up playing more than one guy before the fourth quarter is over.
How about the rest of the offense, other skill position guys? Who are some guys you're going to need big seasons from?
Well, in the backfield, you got Justin Covington and Jalen Jackson. Those are the two running backs. We lost Aaron Forbes through graduation, our leading rusher, but those two guys have a lot of game experience, so those are the two that will hold the fort down there in the rushing game, I'm hoping. Tight end position, we have everybody back there. Simon Mangelis in his fifth year, he can be a really good player for us. Todd Summers is another tight end. And then we have two other young men, Charlie Gilroy and Jack Boomer, who both have done a real good job in the offseason and done a good job in preseason so far. So We feel we have some nice depth there. At wide receiver, again, we feel we have pretty good depth. We lost through graduation Jarrett McClinton, who was our slot receiver, but we have Shanga Hodge back. We have Josh McGrigg back. We have Dez Boykin back. We have quite a few guys out there. Javon Jones is another guy who, you know, all have quality time playing in the last season or two. So although, you know, and you rotate a lot of guys through the wide receiver position, so sometimes it doesn't really matter who the starter is, and you just rotate those guys through. So we feel pretty good at the skill positions on offense. You know, we just need to solidify, as we already talked about, on the quarterback. You need a guy to go in there to not necessarily try to win games for us, but just manage the games. And I think we have enough weapons to keep guys, you know, off pace a little bit with the run game and the pass game, mixing in some play action and some dropbacks. So as long as we can keep the guys healthy, you know, we felt we had real good depth at wide out the previous two seasons. And, you know, before you know it, that room got depleted a little bit. So as long as we can keep the guys healthy, I think we have a pretty good core guys of wide out, running backs, and tight ends that we can distribute the ball to.
How about up front, the guys that will be protecting? What's the offensive line looking like?
Line's coming together pretty good. You know, the returning guys that have played a ton last year are MJ Dumas and Paul Gratton. Those are the two guards, and Paul also has been a center for us. Colin Gamroff probably played half the year last year due to injury to some of the other guys. We lost Brandon Hittner and had to move guys around a little bit when Brandon missed his four games. So Colin's holding down a center spot for us. And then Kofi Appiah. So we have three guys there that are, you know, four-year seniors, redshirt juniors, if you will, on the field. And then Colin Gamroff fits inside. And then the other tackle right now is Nick Torres. He's doing a good job. You know, that's probably where we were hit most with graduation. Both of our tackles from last year, Brandon Hittner is out there in training camp with the Rams, and Ethan Greenidge is down there at training camp with the Saints. So we lost two pretty good guys on the edges, but we do have some guys, again, with game experience back, a couple starters, and none of them are seniors or fifth-year seniors this year, so they all have an opportunity to, you know, develop this year and then continue the continuity into next fall, because none of them are going to, you know, graduate and use up their eligibility. So we feel pretty good there. And then behind them, we have Jamie Petrocic. He's a sophomore. He redshirted last year, so he's a young guy who's doing a nice job. And Michael Corby is a nice guy who's done a good job, but he's an interior guy as well. And then hopefully to, you know, back up on the tackle spots, we have Matt Mazza, who's a sophomore, and then incoming freshman Wyatt Hummel from Jesuit High School down there in Texas. Had a really good camp. So, you know, ideally we'd like to redshirt the offensive linemen if we can. But, you know, if they're ready to play and we feel they can contribute and do a good job, you know, we'll put them on the field just like we did to Ethan Greenidge and some of the other guys we've had.
And let's talk about this opener at Colgate. I mean, obviously, I think a first game is probably as much about you as it is the opponent, but what do you expect in this one?
That is our focus, you know, the opener, and really every week we try to focus on, you know, what we're doing and how we're preparing and those types of things. But Colgate's a really good team. I know Coach Hunt a little bit. I know some of the guys on staff a little better, Paul Schaffner and Stan DeCosti, good friends of mine. And they do a great job developing their guys. And, you know, Colgate defensively last year was the number one defense in the country. I know they lost some starters, but when you look at their depth chart on both sides of the ball, you know, there's still a lot of juniors and seniors that are playing. It's not like they're rebuilding or anything like that. It seems like they're just reloading. You know, they don't have many sophomores, and I don't see any freshmen starting on the two deep depth chart. So they did graduate some guys on defense, but they have a real good D lineman, number 92, Nick Wheeler. He's coming back. He's a preseason All-American, and I think the player of the year preseason in their conference. They have an All-American defensive back, number 4. I'm not going to try to pronounce his name, but he's an All-American corner they have back there. He's also one of the returners. And then on the other side of the ball, you know, they have the quarterback back, Brenneman. He's a Pennsylvania guy, and he's a really good player. I remember him from high school, and I know he's had a really nice career up there so far. And whenever you have the quarterback back, and if he's a good one like this one is, that's always a good place to start. And they have some linemen back. I think they have at least 3, if not 4, returning starters in the linemen. So I think they were hit with graduation in their backfield a little bit and at their wide receiver position. But again, when you look at their depth chart, it's full of juniors and seniors. So even though, like I was saying about us, even though they weren't listed starters last year, I'm sure they have some quality game reps under their belt. And, you know, they'll be ready to play, and I hope we can go up there and we'll be ready to play as well.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.